Squirrels and Robots, episode 90. Thank you, Jeanette, for the donation. It's appreciated. And good vibes.
And thank you, Lucifer, for sending more goodies our way. Yeah, we got Comey Can't Communicate mangas and Umaru-chan.
Number 7. Yeah, we're those types that kind of like reading and then watching particular animes and mangas and comparing what's been kept in there and what's been left out. We're weird that way. But speaking of stuff from Japan, Castlevania: The Advance Collection was released, which is pretty cool, as a lot of those games I have never played in my life. So if you like Castlevania, look into that. You know, I mean, chances are we're still not going to be able to play that due to time constraints and all that. I'm just saying. Yeah, we'll see. But, Evil Dead.
I like Evil Dead.
Yeah, but this is kind of pissing me off. They're releasing a 4K box set containing Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and the entire Ash vs. the Evil Dead series, but it will not include Army of Darkness.
What? Isn't that arguably the best one? I like that one.
Yeah, well, apparently another company has rights to distribute that one, so that box set is kind of worthless as a collector's edition, so frankly, no, not buying it.
That is so sad.
But, a listing for a 4K Army of Darkness has surfaced. There's no release date, no info, but a listing did pop up. So, hopefully that's accurate and it will be released soon.
Idiots. And I will say the other 4K releases were amazing.
Yeah, they were. They were restored very well. They didn't really screw anything up. But speaking of 4K, the 50th anniversary of Harold and Maude will be getting a new 4K scan for an upcoming Blu-ray release. Which, like, why the hell would you do a 4K scan of something and release it in 1080? You know, I mean, hopefully it'll actually be released in 4K at some point and... Why? I mean, it better be. I mean, it's like a cult classic.
I have never heard of this film.
Oh, God. Well, all right. For my opinion, it's an excellent film for those who like dry, dark humor. It's an old film, but it actually has characters you can really appreciate if you have a dark sense of humor.
Well, you do have a Criterion collection of that, don't you?
Yes, I do, but that is now out of print for some reason.
Oh, I hate when stuff goes out of print.
Yeah, but it costs money to keep stuff in print, so I get it. In addition to the new 4K scan of Harold and Maude, there's been some color correction and restored soundtrack. So, sadly, I'll probably try to pick it up again, as it's one of the few movies I put in my top 50.
Yeah, but, you know, you like artsy movies and all that. Like, oh, I like Ghost World and, you know, Hedwig and the Angry Inch and all these, like, character study films. Oh, Wes Anderson and all that, you know.
And you like mindless anime that's more fan service than story. What's your point? Oh, fair enough.
And I like movies that are best viewed with my eyeballs.
What?
Oh, you try watching a movie with your ears, it's not as enjoyable.
Speaking of anime, Robot Carnival is getting a 4K release as well. For those who don't know, Robot Carnival is an anime basically revolving around robots. It's a series of shorts about robots that are very well done. Definitely something to look into for anime folks if you've never seen it.
I will give that a look.
Also, for anime fans, the 2007 through 2008 Cutie Honey live-action TV series is getting a Blu-ray release. I never saw it. I probably will not, but I figured I'd throw it out there for people who are obsessed with that series.
You know, I have never watched that myself, but, you know, I mean, it's good to know that it exists, I suppose, you know? Live-action's never as good as the anime.
Also, there is no confirmation on this yet, but Darkstalkers, or as it's known in Japan, Night Warriors, Darkstalkers Revenge has a Blu-ray listing for the complete collection, which I think is just like 4 episodes, but anything spooky is a plus, and hopefully that listing will become a reality.
I really miss that fighting game, actually. You know, all the creepy little characters and all that. That is a game that needs a reboot. I heard there were talks about rebooting Darkstalkers as a fighting game, but then no one said nothing about nothing, no how. Been a while.
Question for Pillsy.
Hi.
Am I in the new Neurotically Yours comic that you've all been working on?
I'm only 7 pages in so far.
So then, there's plenty of time to add me in, correct?
Well, I mean, I am several pages done, and I doodled out 12 other pages, so then you math that, and then that's 19 pages. And I'm not sure how many pages a comic book should be, or if I need clearance from the comic code people for cereal box prizes, but the story is moving along at a fast-baked pace of sugary goodness.
Is the new character in it?
The goth girl.
Jermaine? Jermaine is always in things.
But she not new.
The other one. She popped up on the socials.
Oh, face lady.
Yeah, she's in there.
Oh, she's in the lore now.
All right, so when is it going to be finished?
I don't know. I'm still working on the moving doodles as well. And the one day I took off, I spent making an album with Spooky Lady, which comes out October 13th, which is also spooky.
Yes, I'm aware.
Oh, right. You were there. I saw you press buttons, too.
Yeah, I pressed buttons and I made some music.
Is that why the album is so dark?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, the album I pressed buttons on were more fun and jovial goodness, like walking down the street while Food Truck Festival was happening. But yous, oh, you make things dark, like dark, dark. Like, oh, look at me, I'm in a goth club smoking clove cigarettes while everything is so dreadfully dull. Type dark. Dark, dark.
Yeah, I tend to bring a dark energy to just about everything I touch.
Yeah, I mean, you all kind of bleak, honestly.
Hey, I'm not bleak, I'm a realist, okay? Besides, the new girl is dark. You don't bring her into something and expect to have a party filled with uplifting jams, okay? It doesn't happen. If she shows up, you just dim the lights, turn on something dark, and shut up.
Honestly, she kind of spooks me, you know? Like, I know Jermaine is kind of, like, dark and sad and all that, but this one, I mean, she's like, just doom and gloom, focused like a laser, but, you know, without being sad about it.
Yep.
I don't think she and Jermaine will get along according to recent doodles I created. Alright, well, now I'm intrigued. Go fight!
Oh my god. Anyway, more news on that character as things roll out, so be patient. There's other characters rolling out at some point for the comic, but it just takes forever as we tend to do the work of 12 people.
I will say, doodling comics has been fun as I have no worries about what I can say and what I can show, so it has been a fun delving into creative freedom I have not seen since the early 2000s.
It is sad, for I have noticed as well that certain platforms seem to have a dwindling sense of creative freedoms. Other platforms, however, seem to have too much and just devolve into overly mature content. There seems to be no happy medium between mature content and mainstream these days.
Yeah, it used to be called Adult Swim, okay? But here we are. You know what? I think we just need more platform competition at this point to kind of just shake things up. So, I mean, until that happens, Newgrounds.
Yes, Newgrounds! Remember to use those filters, though, if you don't want to see jiggly bits, because there's a lot now. I learned how to draw those recently.
Alright, let's have a look.
Oh my god. Alright, we're out, everyone. This episode's gonna be a little bit short because we have tons of stuff to do. New album will be released on October 13th. It will be available to all patrons on Patreon, but will also be on Bandcamp, Spotify, itch.io, Apple Music, and whatever other streaming platforms it happens to land on. So, that's something to look forward to for the spooky season.
I will say, I am so far behind on eating candy, it is insane. Is that why we don't have any left? Yes. Alright, well, I guess I'm going to the store now. Not more Halloween candy. Later, everyone. Thank you for the support.
Be well. Stay smart. I don't know. Keep avoiding people like they're the plague, because they are.